For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Civic responsibilities. God's Word instructs believers to function as salt and light in society and to fulfill their civic responsibilities, and this would include those of us who have been called to the ministry. At times, we may be asked to participate in community events of a patriotic or civic nature apart from our own church activities. While our first obligation is toward the work of the Lord, it is also our duty to be mindful of seeing that our way of life and freedom of worship is preserved. So taking part in events of this nature is acceptable if our schedules permit, and providing it does not include endorsing a political candidate, engaging in political debate, or taking part in activities that would reflect negatively on our Christian witness. As an organization, the Apostolic Faith Church takes a neutral stance on purely political issues. However, in some countries, including the United States, there is a growing trend for government to set aside biblical principles and identify sinful behavior such as abortion and homosexuality as civil rights. As ministers of the gospel, we must stand against error. We are called to preach the whole counsel of God, not only presenting salvation through Jesus Christ, but also declaring biblical truth concerning the moral absolutes that are being debated in our day. We encourage members of our congregations to influence society and the political process by exercising their right to vote, maintaining strong moral convictions and holy lifestyles, praying for government officials, and supporting legislation that strengthens the nation morally. Counsel to ministers. While we may speak out against moral and social evil, it is advisable to avoid making comments of a purely political nature in church services or in Sunday school. We run the risk of alienating, or at least distracting, a good portion of our audience if we publicly support any one political position. In the United States, we jeopardize our status as a nonprofit church organization if we endorse political candidates. Generally speaking, it is best to avoid private political discussions with anyone other than our close family members or friends whose political convictions we already know. Engaging with others on potentially controversial matters can cause friction or even division. There are some political issues upon which honest, sincere Christians hold differing opinions. These should not be allowed to create contention in the church.